What's up, guys? We're back with another episode of the Brutal Optimist Podcast. Today, I want to talk about why I believe addiction recovery is possible. And I want to start out by telling you a story about one of my patients. She started using heroin at 16. It's like she started with a bang and she never looked back. You know, most people, they stop here, they really want to know the hows and the whys. Were there absent parents? Was there abuse? Was she just mixed up with the wrong crowd at an early age? You know, there's these horrible decisions coupled with a genetic tendency towards addiction. Maybe it's all of these. Maybe it's none of them. See, it doesn't matter. Because here is where we are. The past is no more, and today is all there is. You know, 15 years later, and I'm amazed that she is even alive. And if you asked her, she's amazed as well. What kept her alive? Was it luck? Was it genetics? Was it God's will? I mean, I don't know the answer. Maybe it's a little bit of all of it. You know, her face, it's pockmarked, her teeth have fallen out, and her muscles are emaciated. She's got no real friends but users and dealers. Her family had to turn away years ago. She practiced what a colleague of mine called scorched earth policy. In other words, she burned everything she could get her hands on. Jobs, money, friends, relationships, family. She left nothing viable in her wake. But now, inside the flames of her destruction, she looks up for help, for hope, for something other than what surrounds her. Our current actions are the only things that dictate our present and our future. Nothing in the past exists. There's nothing she can do now that will fix the past. I know I keep saying that over and over because it's important. But see, there are things that she can do now to fix her present. And that's where we have to start. She can open up her mind to growth, to the possibility of change, to rebirth, to imagine that she is whatever she tells herself to be. If she sees herself as nothing more than a worthless addict, then that is exactly what she'll be. But when she starts to see herself as something more, a child of God, born in the image of God, then her world can expand in ways she never before realized were possible. And the only thing that limits this is her mind and her heart. Now next, because she can't stop there, she's got to take action. Because intention without action is worthless. Every step, no matter how small, is worth the effort. Now that she has changed her mindset, now that she believes it is possible, she will start to see the small successes grow. They will compound before her eyes. Now, will she have setbacks? Of course. This is real life. But now that her mind is full of abundance, she can continue to learn and grow from these setbacks. She will start to see difficulty as a chance to better herself. And when she does that, she will become unstoppable. She can start to give back to others. She can live a life of service, a life worth living, a life of passion. When people criticize the treatment of addiction as being futile, I've often wondered, what's an acceptable success rate? Is it 70%, 50%, 10%? Of course, you know, those of us involved, you know, in treating people, we don't care about percentages because we will settle for just one. I'll settle for just her. And what do you do after the earth is scorched? After you've burned everything in your path? Well, there's only one thing you can do. You till up the ground, you replant, and you get to watering. And that, my friends, is how recovery is possible. Guys, thanks for listening. God bless. We'll catch you next time.